get one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch a midnight.
Welcome back to the Bros Award 2013 version. 18th annual. Justin Anker, Chris Kane, Maddie T back in the Fury Electric.
I miss Maddie
studio.
T. Do wish you? He was here. I wish he was here.
You remember how his musk smelled the last time you were around him?
I smelled it from the main studio, actually.
It's twice as strong today.
Don't
worry.
It was
delightful.
I can smell it. I can smell it from here. Don't worry about it. Hey, I don't know if you're looking for something for Chelsea, and luckily she's working today. I assume they're back in school today.
They are back in school, so yes, I can say whatever I want about my wife on air at this point.
Yeah,
within
reason, because it will get back to her.
No, it will not.
If you are thinking about getting your wife something awesome for Christmas that she will love you for,
yes,
there's a Christmas special with our friends at Ava Bella Day Spa.
Ah.
How about a 30-minute stress reliever massage, because being married to you is no treat, my friend.
Oh, no, it's not.
And they also have a signature facial as part of that package for $100, or you can upgrade to a one-hour massage and signature facial for $125.
Really?
I don't know if I could sit still for an entire hour massage, but I know a lot of women who would love to. They also have a great array of other spa services to choose from. Skincare, waxing, manicure, pedicure. I mean, honestly, I saw her in a pair of sandals a couple months ago, Chris. Might want to put her in for a pedicure.
She might.
Same.
Hey, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Chelsea's not listening to me either. I figured if you got a pass, I got to. I'm kidding. Hey, purchase is easy. You can do it online. How about that? Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com. It's A-V-A-Bella, B-E-L-L-A, dayspa.com from your home or your work computer. Or better yet, Chris's, so your boss doesn't know that you're buying stuff for your wife on company time. Customize the design of the certificate. Include your own personal message. I love you, baby. Your toes look great, but here's a pedicure. It can be emailed on the specific day you want it to arrive, or you can print it off yourself and put it in a card.
Homemade one. Card, yes.
A homemade card, bro.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know the way to a lady's heart,
Ava friend. Bella Day Spa, 501-954-8888. And if you want to go by and see them, they're in the West Chase Plaza Shopping Center between Jason's Deli and Kroger on Shackelford. And if I were you, I'd get her and the dog a day out together as well on some other company.
Maybe a Sunday so I could watch Red Zone the whole time. They're open on Sundays, right? I need to make sure that can happen.
If I won't even say it. I won't say it the way I was going to say it.
I wouldn't say it if you're bringing it back now.
I'm going to class it up. But the bottom line is Chris Kane ain't running things at his house. Much like a certain someone I know who works in sports talk radio in this town ain't running things at his house, who shall remain nameless. May be married to someone Chris knows well. But the bottom line is this.
Might be.
Chris and his wife had a discussion, and she says, Chris, I want a dog. He says, I don't want a dog. Guess what? They have a dog. So then he calls me the other day, and he says, I'd love to come help out, but I'm taking the dog to training today. Really? The dog you didn't want that your wife talked you into, you're taking to go get trained. And he said, this is all by text, but I can hear his voice.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. How do I say it? Yes, please, explain.
It's going to make my life easier if I take the dog to training, so I'm just going to do it.
And it does. I don't have to leave the thing outside. No. If I tell it to go anywhere, it listens now.
Look, game recognized game, and I know that you ain't running things because I know how things are at my house. And I can pretend that I do, but I know better. I know better. That's okay.
At least you know your place. That's important.
So, what a day today here. Later on in the show, if we have time, and maybe we could do it. We probably ought to do it now because we're going to run out of time.
What do you want to do?
10 worst Heisman winners ever. If you haven't heard it yet, I guess we should talk about the actual Heisman list for this year because we haven't gotten into it yet.
Wait, when you talk about worst Heisman, you mean based on what they did that season? It doesn't deserve what a Heisman would get now.
How are you
ranking this top 10?
First of all, get off me.
No,
second of all, it's not my list. I'm just reading it.
Oh, well, that's what I do every morning.
Right. Those aren't my words. Producer did it wrong. Sit down. Have a seat. Relax. These chairs are open for y'all.
They're making me uncomfortable.
Until the coach comes back.
Staring and
Allison, please,
judging.
Can you come on for a minute? You have a favorite for the put a headset on. Allison Courtney's
here. She's a little concerned right now because her house. There's something wrong with her house this morning.
Welcome to my world.
A gas leak or something.
Oh, I don't
even
have that.
Yeah.
I had a minor water leak and out of my refrigerator that they're getting fixed right now. It's only going to take, I don't know.
Do you know how
months.
To put a headset on?
She doesn't want to mess up her hair.
Yeah, it's going to be like, yeah.
It's going to be like, yeah.
It's how David Basil wears
here,
his.
Take this one. Take this
it's
one.
How David,
there you go. We have a stick mic.
Take
please.
This. Take this, please. Thank you.
Oh, that's much better.
Oh.
Stick mic.
No racketing in my brain anymore.
Okay, your Heisman finalists, if you haven't heard yet, Jameis Winston, A.J. McCarron, Johnny Manziel, Jordan Lynch from Northern Illinois, Trey Mason from Auburn, who was a late but certainly appropriate ad, and Andre Williams, the 2,000-yard rusher from Boston College that nobody saw play this
They're
year.
Just giving him that because he rushed for 2,000 yards. That's it.
He deserves it. And I read this morning he's also a great writer.
And I'm thinking, well, in that case, give it to him. Just give him the award.
Half the football players I know in college can't write at all, so I'm excited about this. All right. Now we go from the potential Heisman winners this year to the worst Heisman Trophy winners ever.
What do you got?
I'm going to go in reverse order, 10-1. And this is not my list. This is according to IDon'tKnowWho.com.
That works.
I have no problem with most of these, though. Number 10 on the list, 2001, I got ahead of myself. Eric Crouch, Nebraska. Rex Grossman deserved to win off the Heisman, according to this story. 34 touchdown passes, just fewer than 4,000 yards, but instead they gave it to Eric Crouch because, you know, he was in Nebraska and everything.
And Nebraska's program is kind of a big deal. At least it was. Still kind of is.
Yep.
I don't know how I feel about that. I thought Eric Crouch was, he had a good season.
He did. He was great.
It wasn't a shocker, was it?
They suffered a terrible late-season blowout loss to Colorado, failed to win the Big 12, and lost to Miami in the title game, yet they gave him the Heisman.
Well, these days, if you lose a game late like that, you're out. Just about. You're not going to win it, at least.
I've seen a few Heisman Trophy winners in person. We got, like, 1 minute to the top of the hour, so... Okay. Yeah, we'll either have to do it in a minute or not do it. Sorry. I'm sorry. These stupid clocks are killing me. We do want to get Red on. If all the people we want to get on, though, it's Red Lashley for sure. Gino Toretta, number 9 on this list from 1992. Miami. And I actually saw him play in person. I've seen 3 or 4 guys that have won the Heisman play in person. He was one of them. Saw him beat the crap out of Iowa. It's nasty. Andre Ware. And a lot of Razorback fans remember Andre Ware's...
they put up video game numbers back before there were video games.
Ridiculous. 1989. But they're knocking him.
They would beat teams... Would they put up 90 in one game against a team?
Their signature win in a probation season. They finished 14th, came against number 18, Texas Tech. Says Anthony Thomas of the Big Ten's Indiana tallied 1,793 yards and 25 touchdowns. They think he should have got it. That's really what it comes down to. Who do they think should have won?
Okay.
They have George Rogers from South Carolina in 1980. They don't think he should have won, apparently, or at least they think he was one of the weaker winners.
Okay.
Herschel Walker had similar numbers, but he was a freshman. That was back in the day when they didn't give it to freshmen.
These days,
doesn't
matter. Now they're
giving it to 2 freshmen in a row.
In a row.
Number 6, Archie Griffin.
Which one, year 1 or 2?
75. He was the winner the previous year. They're saying he got it because of the year before, which means Johnny Manziel wins the Heisman this weekend.
But they never do that anymore. It's almost like they're protecting the Heisman to where that can't ever happen
again. Good point. Pat Sullivan. Matt, if you could turn that up a little bit. I'm running out of audio, so I can't tell if you're... There you go. Okay, I can hear you now. Pat Sullivan, 1971. Of course, he's an Auburn guy, so I'm already against him winning. Gary Beeman from UCLA, 1967. Fine, just leave again. Whatever. The rest of the list, number 3, John David Crow, number 2, Paul Hornung, and Johnny Lattner from Notre Dame. Not a fan, they say. So Johnny Lattner, 1953, according to this list, the worst Heisman Trophy winner ever. Needless to say, whoever wins this weekend will not be on that list. We are up against the top of the hour. We'll be back in a moment. We are at the Broyles Awards. Stay tuned.